about the audio, y'all?
I didn't get that part. They don't know what you're talking about. They don't know what you're talking about.
All right, good. Anyways, we'll move on.
What's going on?
What's up? I needed to like flip this. We're not sponsored. Anyways, but we all know.
But we all know what it is, right?
We all know what the cup is. Well, hi. We are back in the studio.
Happy December.
Damn, it's already freaking December.
I know,
December.
Right? I can't believe it sometimes.
Well, we're back.
The year's going by so quick.
Did it though? For you, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to cry because I'm like, where did the year go? I can't believe.
I'm still processing 2020.
Girl, same.
Well, I'm happy to be back in the studio. Too.
It's always nice to be back.
After, I mean, it's been a while we haven't been in the studio, but we...
Well, the last recording we had was from...
The dinner.
Was from... No, it was at the DFW Podcast Fest.
Oh, yeah. Totally had a brain fart on that.
We did DFW Podcast Fest, and then before then is when we were at the dinner. So this is like we're back in the studio after, I feel like, a month. It's been a while.
It's been a while, so yeah. We're glad to be back. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. We actually spent it in Colorado. It was my family, my parents, my brother and his wife, and then my boyfriend. We were all in Colorado, so that was really nice. We had a great time. It was relaxing and a different Thanksgiving than what we're used to because usually my mom cooks every single thing, and this time we kind of... Something I probably will do again was like pre-order everything.
Oh God, that's every mom's dream.
Oh my God. And I was really freaking out because I love my mom's Thanksgiving. Like, I think it's the best one ever. That's why Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
The food.
My mom's food is amazing.
Yeah.
And so I wanted it to be perfect. And my mom brought, she made her stuffing at home, froze it, and then brought it on the plane. And she brought it with her. And that was the only thing that she had made.
The stuffing.
Yeah. So everything else was like pre-ordered that we had bought from the grocery store.
Oh.
And it was like a home fresh type thing. Or,
really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And the turkey was already cooked and everything. And it was so good. I was really, really surprised. I'm like, that wasn't a bad...
You didn't have to bake anything?
Nothing.
You didn't have
it
to
get...
It
was so easy. It was so, so easy. I mean, I would do it again.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I love that idea.
How was y'all's Thanksgiving?
Ours was good. It was very, like, easygoing. Like, it was just very easygoing because this year I did not host. Because the last two Thanksgivings I hosted.
Isn't it stressful?
It's so fucking stressful.
Yeah.
But I don't make the turkey. My mother-in-law always makes the turkey. She makes a really good turkey.
Does it scare you?
It's intimidating.
Well,
like,
I don't even like when people are like taking out the gizzards and the neck. I'm just like, I don't want to touch no raw dead turkey. That's just weird. I mean, shout out to those that do. You know, I just,
yeah,
I don't
no.
know.
I would be scared that I leave everything in there. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I forget to
God.
Take it out. It's always funny because I always think of like those videos where like the parent puts out the turkey neck and then they tell the kids it's the penis.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I've
and
seen those TikToks
out. Oh, I think that's so funny. But no, it was pretty easygoing. She hosted this year, so we went over to her place. I was just gonna do mashed potatoes, but then my husband was like, I'm going to be hungrier than just a turkey and mashed potatoes and green beans. I was like, what? So he was already planning because, you know, I feel like, I don't know, I speak for myself, but a lot of us Hispanics like starve until Thanksgiving.
Oh,
dinner.
Yeah. That's the only meal you get all
I
day.
I know I am not the only one.
Yeah. I mean, even B was like, what time are we eating? I'm like, you just wait until mom gets here.
Okay. You starve until the food's ready. I'm that person. We don't make breakfast or nothing.
Nope.
Like, you're lucky you get pan with cafe. Like, that's
yeah,
that's
seriously.
So, last minute, my husband decided on getting a ham. So I'm like, fuck you. I was so mad. I was so mad. And I was like, you better talk to your mom because I'm not trying to, like, overstep. And maybe she doesn't want, like, all mm-hmm. that food. Or she's already, like, making more food than is expected. No, but luckily it was a good amount of like food that there wasn't like excessive leftovers
yeah.
because, oh my God, like
you'd be eating Thanksgiving for like 7 days after. I'm like, I'm tired of turkey sandwiches. I'm tired of turkey pot pie. I'm tired of all that shit. I'm done. I'm turkeyed out. Okay. I'm done.
Turkeyed out.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's how I feel. But yeah, so it was pretty good. The food was good. Fucking Cowboys lost.
I think I fell asleep when they were playing.
I don't even know why I even look forward to the Thanksgiving game. I think the last time they won a Thanksgiving game was like 4 years ago. Or I don't remember. I think that's the last one I remember that they won. But
they won last night, though.
I know. Good thing, because normally when I watch, they lose. And so this time I didn't watch it and they won. So shout out to me for letting the Cowboys win. But
that's funny.
Besides that, that was about it. It was pretty good. It was pretty chill. It was
happened too quick, huh?
Yeah. So now, did you do any Black Friday shopping? Or do you? Or are you that person?
I didn't do any Black Friday. What did I buy? I think dog food. I mean, but that wasn't a Black Friday sale. But no, I didn't. It's really hard for me sometimes during the holidays to shop for myself because I know I need to shop for other people. Mm. Even though I want to, I'll add shit to my cart. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, I really don't need to spend this money on myself. Like, I could be spending this on my family or somebody. So I don't end up buying myself anything during Black Friday, or especially like Black Friday and on to
like
Christmas.
Cyber Monday and all that.
No. I mean, I bought stuff that I really needed, but no Black Friday shopping, mm-hmm. like no deals or anything. How about you?
We went to like a few places, but my anxiety got the best of me and I was like, I need to get the fuck out of here. Because it was crazy everywhere.
Wait a minute. I want to stop you right there because I'm just noticing. Did you just cut your hair?
No.
No, I didn't.
It's in a ponytail.
It's because it's in a really
high
ponytail.
Oh, my God, dude. I was freaking out. I was like, did this bitch cut her hair and not say anything?
My manic episodes
are bound to happen. No, okay.
So
weird. I'm like, I know what you're saying, but I'm good too.
These are my bangs.
That's what
they're growing out.
That's so funny.
But what was I going to say? Dang, you like made me lose my whole train of thought.
I'm sorry. I was just looking at your hair. I'm like, did she not tell me that she freaking cut her hair?
She just had a manic episode.
I mean, we all do.
Oh, you're talking about going Black Friday shopping.
Oh, so we went to several places, and every time I wanted to get something, the line was fucking ridiculous, and I was like, hell no. Like, no.
Yeah.
And so I was this close to buying a freaking Roomba.
Oh, because
at Best Buy, it was like for $149. Mm-hmm. And so I was like debating it. And even Josh was like, get it. And I was like, you know what? I don't even know why I ever said I wanted a Roomba, because I don't hear good things about it, because it doesn't get the corners. It doesn't like really pick up.
And then
good.
You have dogs. I want one, but I'm afraid, like, since I have dogs, what if they shit somewhere? Ugh. And it's going to like
just like.
It just smears all the shit everywhere.
Exactly.
I've seen those videos too of that, and I'm like, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a risk I'm willing to take, because as soon as it runs over shit, I'm throwing it away. I'm not even going to try to clean it, because fuck that.
Yeah, I totally feel you on that. So then last minute, I was like, no, never mind. But I don't think I got myself anything, and my husband. It was mostly like for the family, like mm-hmm. for the kids, my in-laws, my parents, and
y'all started your holiday shopping already?
Oh God, we actually started early this year. Mm-hmm. I was really surprised, because a lot of the places that the kids wanted was a lot of online shit. This is why kids should not have cell phones, because they send me links all the fucking time. Of like, can you add this to my Christmas list? Can you? I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, shit. Like, everything has to be online. So then I had to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
To be able to, like, make sure it's here on time or whatever.
You should give them a deadline of being like, okay, send me your Christmas list. And if it's online, you need to send me every single link and how much it is.
Oh, my child did that.
I usually would do that as a kid. Not as a kid, but even as an adult sometimes. Right. I'm like, here's my Christmas list. And I give them a link where they could find it, uh-huh. how much it is, and if they could get a discount code from somewhere, because that's the kind of bitch I am.
Same.
And then, like, give them a deadline of, like, okay, I need it by December 10th, because after that, we're not getting
anywhere. You're not going to get it in time. And
For sure.
No, I totally get it. My Audrey is like that. My daughter, She sent me every link plus the picture and the size she wanted. Like, she, like, understood the assignment of what I needed.
That's what we need. We love an organized queen.
So she sent me all the links, the colors, the size, like, everything. And we asked the boys to make a list, and they gave us a list with, like, fucking chicken scratch and was like, figure it out. And I'm just like,
good luck.
Yeah.
I was like, I gave it
hopefully Santa can read.
Yeah, hopefully Santa can read, because mom and dad are dyslexic. Oh, man.
That's too funny.
Yeah, we actually got ahead of it, which is pretty surprised, because we're normally, like, last-minute people.
I am, too. I'm very last-minute. And then, especially with people who don't know what they want for Christmas, I am not about to slave away to figure out what you want. I'm just not that kind of gift giver. Like, I need to know exactly what you want.
Because
tell me
then
what
your anxiety
want.
Gets the best of you, because yes. I'm like, what if they don't like it?
Exactly. I'm like, I'm not going to sit around and go through stores standing in line for 4 hours. Not going to happen. So just tell me what you want. So either I can go get it or order it and it's here on time.
Mm-hmm.
So
I remember when I was younger asking my mom what she wanted for Christmas. Not younger, maybe once I started working. And I think, I don't know if every mom does this or every Hispanic mom does this. And they're like, que te portes bien. I hope you act good. Or like, help me do more chores or stuff like that. And I remember when I was younger, I was like, okay, I'll try to do that. And it just was like, just tell me what you want. Like, just be a material girl. And I, you know, it's easier for me.
Or they have the unrealistic expectations of a gift. It's like, I want $5 million. Ma.
Ma'am.
I make $8 an hour.
You know exactly when I was like younger. I was like, ma'am, I work at the drive thru. Like, no, it's not working out the way that you expect it to. But.
And I'm just like type of person, like, I just tell me what you need too. Like, tell me what you want and what you need. Mm-hmm. Because I want to get you something that you need that you're going to be using and that you find useful. Like, if you need a gift card to the grocery store for $200. Tell me you need a gift card to the grocery store for $200.
Right.
There's sometimes people who are struggling to buy groceries.
Exactly. Especially during the holidays, because you're also trying to like gift other people and stuff like that. But don't go broke trying to like.
Exactly.
You know, buy these gifts. So.
Yeah.
Just a little.
I got to keep that in mind.
Right.
Yeah.
I think sometimes that gets the best of us though, because like we want to give so much that it's like it's hard to be like I'm just gonna keep it at a minimum. I normally always go over budget.
Me too. But then I'm like, they're only getting one gift then, because this is the budget. Sorry, you're only getting one.
I know. See, I can make Ezra happy with like 10 $5 toys.
Yeah,
and he's happy. But my kids are the older ones are like, hey, I want these expensive ass shoes, or like the whatever technology is out, and I'm just like, Jesus. Like, and then they get mad, like, why did Ezra get more toys? His are $5. Like, your thing just cost like $200. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. Yep.
So, but yeah, now I want to tell my little sad story. No, it's not a sad story, but it was just like, I felt so melancholy because Ezra was helping me put up the Christmas tree, and I made a post on Instagram of how, like, it just like overwhelmed me, and like me and Josh like locked eyes, and we didn't have to say anything to each other, but we were like, this is our last baby.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, I got emotional. I was like, take every video, every picture you can. And I want to cherish these, because the older kids were just, well, this last weekend, I didn't have Audrey. She was with her dad. And then one of the boys stayed with their mom. And so the other kid was just like in their room playing video games. And so it was just Ezra, who was, like, so excited, enthusiastic of putting, like, the tree up. And he was, like, oh, the lights and the little, you know, the jingle bells and everything. We were watching, like, Home Alone. We were watching, like, Jingle All the Way. And I was just, like, babe. Like, I was, like, these are the moments where I want to have, like, 20 more kids.
Yeah.
But then I'm just, like, I'm just going to soak in all of these moments.
Yes, because they're just soak gonna them be in, because then he's gonna get older, and it's just like Christmas is not gonna be the same.
I know.
Yeah, I totally get it.
Why?
So I was,
and then it's, I feel like sometimes like Christmas doesn't mean anything if you don't have kids.
I feel like when I watched, have you watched that movie Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon?
I've seen it on there, but I've never watched it. Yeah.
I think they had the right idea, but because they didn't have kids. Like, they were vacationing. They vacation every Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't go to families or holidays or anything like that. It was just them vacationing, which was, like, Hawaii or Maui or whatever. Yeah. And so I was like, they have the right idea. But then I think when you're in the moment of it, you're like, I think this would be a little different when you're wanting kids or, like, think of having kids. Like, maybe the meaning of Christmas would be a little bit different.
Yeah, for sure.
You feel that way?
Oh, yeah. I feel like when or if I have kids, Christmas is going to be definitely different. I mean, I already love Christmas as it is. But, like, I always think, and maybe this is probably a bad thing, I always think when I have kids, I'm going to do this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. And, like, I can't wait to go, you know, take them to go see Christmas lights and do Elf on a Shelf. And I know people hate that. But I love the idea of it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I would love to do something like that. Or, like, just seeing them be happy to open up a Christmas gift. Like, I look forward to that day if that ever happens.
No, yeah. Yeah, I get it. I get it. It's different for everyone, too. Because, like, for me, having kids and Christmas, like, but maybe it's just like that you overthink about it. Like, am I doing it enough? Am I, like, is it good enough? Mm-hmm. Like, are they going to be happy? So mine's like the anxiety build up towards, like, did I get you what you wanted? Like, are you happy with what you have? Or, like, I'm thinking of, like, did I screw this up? Like, did I not? So I'm like that type of person that, like, my anxiety builds up until then. So I think once, like, we're there, like, I mean, when we do, even, like, for instance, when we're, like, putting up Christmas lights outside and, you know, Ezra is, like, super excited about seeing them anywhere.
Yeah.
Right now, the Elf on the Shelf is his favorite thing. Right now, he just won't stop talking about that shit.
I think it's, like, keeping the magic alive for the kids. Like, making sure that, you know, if you don't believe, then Santa's not coming. And I know that's such a thing that some people don't want to tell their kids because...
Or, like, if you're not good, you're not going to get anything.
Right. I mean, not necessarily
Or, like, the naughty and nice type of thing.
Right. But it's, like, you know, you got to believe. You got to believe because if you don't believe, Santa's not going to come or whatever. Yeah. And so, like, I would want to keep that innocence in a child.
Oh, yeah.
Of, like, believe in the magic of Christmas.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Christmas means something to... different to every single person.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just love, it's my favorite holiday next to
Thanksgiving.
I just love
holidays. Yeah. In general.
So I'm like, I can't wait to have kids to be able to do that with them.
Right. And I love it that his older siblings, like our older kids, like they still like play along with him.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I love it. I was like, y'all ruin it for him. We're fighting. Like we will fight.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that, but yeah, that's impossible that they could do that.
Sometimes we have the kids that just be like, really, Ezra? I was like, yes, he believes it.
Yes.
So yes, we're gonna go along with it until we can. He can be 12 and still believe. And I know, I mean, our youngest one is 11. And like, I know he knows it's not real, but he also doesn't say it. Like, he wants to still believe in it. But I was like, it's cool. Like, I'm not going to burst your bubble and be like, you're too old for this. Like, no. Like, keep believing in
it. No, let him. Yeah. I mean, even my parents. I mean, I'm 34 years old. And my parents, on Christmas gifts, they still put from Santa.
From Santa?
Oh,
I love that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, like, the parents who tell the kids, like, that's not from Santa, like, that's from me? Like, I don't know, like, if you've ever heard, like, people are, like, I don't know, it's a thing that I heard within the last couple of years where they do one present from Santa and the rest from the parents.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've seen people talk about that, of, like, having the big gift come from mom and dad or the parent, and, like, all the... like the smaller gifts come from Santa.
Like the stocking is from Santa, or like the
smaller. I mean, it depends on it. I can't really judge or say anything what I think about it. I mean, I don't know.
No, it's your opinion.
I mean, but I don't really have one. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, my parents would do that for us too, but I couldn't even tell you what was from Santa or what was from mom and dad.
You
I
know,
don't
even the think time. I don't think they remember.
I don't even think they care.
Yeah.
You know
just
what I mean?
Pass them the gifts and then
they don't even look at the tag. Are you kidding me? They don't
so
care,
true.
You know, but I'm like, if that makes you feel better to put from mom and dad or from the parent, whatever, if not Santa,
right,
then that's fine too. Like it doesn't have to be mom and dad or whatever. So
yeah, I think we stopped
because we were like, Santa's taking all the credit. I'm like,
Santa, come on, Santa real.
Come on.
Come on. Kris Kringle or whatever the other name is. I think we just stopped putting who it's from for us. Like, we just started putting their names on it.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, whether they asked or not, like, that was on them. Like, if they asked, we were like, oh, well, that one's from, you know, for our older kids. Now, I want to keep it alive for my little one as long as I can. So, yes, everything is from Santa for my kid. Like, I don't care. Everything is from Santa, yes.
Yeah.
And so, for the older ones, obviously, sometimes they'll ask, like, oh, is this from mom or dad? Or, like, is this from grandma or grandpa and stuff like that? Because they want to, like, show their appreciation
for,
like, who got them the gifts and stuff like that. So, I kind of, like, appreciate that side of things where they want to be appreciative, so they're like, who got this for me? So I'm like, yeah, if you really want to know. For the older ones, I know it's like different for Ezra. Like I said, everything's from Santa. I don't care, like, let this kid believe it's my last kid.
Yeah, I mean I'm just soaking it. Just let the kid believe. There's nothing wrong with that. So I don't know,
what's on your Christmas list?
You know what, I've had, you know, my parents ask me and B ask me, and I'm just like, I don't know. I'm not a person that likes to be like, I need this.
Or I know I want you're not.
Like, I don't know. And like, we try to give like each other limits of how much to spend. And I'm like, I can't do that because I don't want you to tell me how much I can spend on you because that's not fair to you. I don't know. Like, that, to me, it's not fair. So I'm like, and that's just for anybody. Like, mom and dad, don't give me a limit. I'm going to spend what I can on you.
Yeah.
So don't tell me what I can and cannot spend, because I'm going to buy you what I want to buy you, or what you want and what you need.
Right.
So I don't know, but there's nothing I really want. I mean,
anything that you need?
That's what I told them.
Yeah.
I said, get me something that I need. Like, like I just said, like a gift card to the grocery store or something like that. Exactly. You know, like I don't know. I don't really want anything. And I'm like the person that will get something if I want it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't really need anything. Yeah. And I hate that. And my mom hates it too. She's like, you never let me buy you something. I'm like, well, I'm just saving you money. I don't know what to tell you.
That's my gift to you, letting you save money.
Yes, I don't really need anything. Just buy me something you think I will need. Like pots and pans, I'll use it. Coffee. God, give me coffee. You know I'm going to drink it. Like, stuff like that. Like, you know I'm going to use. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what are you asking for?
Nothing. No, I don't think I have anything on my list. I think, like, as we've been going, I'll be like, oh, can I have that? Like, just, I don't know, up to, like, Christmas, I'm like, if I see it, and I was like, oh. I just add it to my list or like take it off from my list, and I really don't have a list. But like I said, I wanted that Roomba, and then I thought about it and I was like, no. Shit. Pay for my girls' trip.
Girl, for real. Stuff like that. I'm like, buy me plane tickets, buy me concert tickets, buy me, you know. Yeah, I totally hear you on that.
I was like, buy me a trip. Save money and let me go on a trip. I don't know. And he's like, you're already planning? I was like, yes, I'm already planning.
Yes. Buy me an outfit to go with my trip, okay?
Let me just borrow your credit card. But yeah, I don't know. We already don't have a list. I don't have anything. The same thing with my husband. He's the same way. He's like, don't get me anything. Just be good. He's that guy.
I hate that. I don't get me anything.
Just love me.
Just tell me what you want.
Because last time...
He wants a booty. That's what he wants.
Exactly. So he got that camera. I can't believe he sent y'all that this morning. This man. So, yeah, nothing. I don't know. Same thing with, like, asking. Luckily, the parents, my in-laws, and then my mom, they already know what they want, so they're so much easier to shop for. But, yeah. Nothing really that just be like, oh, I need that or I want that type of thing. Like,
yeah. You know what I asked for?
What'd you ask for?
Dog food.
Dog. It's not cheap.
It's not. Every 2 weeks.
You should do like spending, the like, Amazon like delivery.
I do now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, smart. I do now. But it's like $50 every 2 weeks. I'm like, I mean, okay, it's $50. But at this for dog food. Come on. You know what I mean? So
they need
like,
to get a job.
So I told my parents, I was like, they want a month's worth of dog food.
for their grandpuppies, you better.
Yeah, I was like, no. I mean, if you want to give me something like that. You know what I mean? I'll use it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you do end up using it. Especially, like, things like that. I mean, Maybe when I was younger, I should have actually saved like all my birthday money, you know?
Oh, I always
You ever think about that?
Oh, girl,
like, we don't ever get birthday money anymore.
Girl, I think about that all the time. I'm like, on my 15, like, I had, you know, people give me money,
mm-hmm.
you know, in envelopes and birthday cards and stuff yeah. like that. And then we did, like, a money train. People were giving me money. Like, I had a lot of money at the end of that party.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think back, I'm like, what the hell did I buy?
Same.
I had, like, $2,000. Easy. And I'm like, what did I do with it? I don't yeah. even know. I bought CDs. They wouldn't even use CDs anymore. I bought a record player or a CD player. I don't even know where it is.
the no skip track player. Yeah. Or what is it?
Remember the CD players that played like 6 CDs at a time? Yeah. Oh, God. That's probably what I spent my money on.
Probably.
Something dumb like that.
Early 2000s were the shit. But now I think about it, I'm like, damn, if I could go back and get all that money and just be smart about it, like, but.
Nah.
Nah.
I mean, you could give me that money now and I probably still won't be smart with it.
It just still gets blown. Fuck it. All the, what is it now? Now you just spend it on like Uber Eats and all that
Girl,
shit.
I have to watch myself with DoorDash because I just be like, oh, I don't want to go out to eat or I don't want to make something. And I'm like, I'll just order pizza. And I'm like, that's like $25 every time I order something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, you got to quit it. Cut it out.
You should get one of those. Get like a gift card for Uber Eats or something.
Yeah. See, something I'll use. Something I'll use.
Food is a good one. But yep. I'm excited for the holidays. And then comes the new year.
Yep.
I'm excited for the new year.
Me too. I feel
hopeful.
Oh, yeah.
That's
definitely.
That's going to be. So this beginning of this year, my word was. What the fuck was my word? I was literally just going to say it. My word was mindful.
Mm-hmm.
Was mindfulness. I just remembered. Was mindfulness. And so I basically manifested my mindset for the year just picking a word rather than having some unattainable goal that sometimes always just gets thrown in the back burner.
Right.
I think like the mindfulness just kind of like was put into play like since the beginning of the year. So I thought that was cool.
I see that in you. I see that you've taken the time to really be mindful of
mm-hmm.
everything that you've put into your life, like whether this podcast or anything within your family and mm-hmm. yourself, your mental health.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been mindful of yourself mm-hmm. and taking care of yourself this year. And I see mm-hmm. a lot of growth in that.
Thank you.
I definitely see that you've been mindful
yeah.
of yourself.
Yeah. I was when I started, you know, kind of you do that little, just that thought process. I'm like, what did I accomplish of 2021? And I was like, I did a lot. I really accomplished a lot for myself, for my family. And it was just all put into that one word. Every time I think of like what I did for myself or mm-hmm. what I accomplished, it all came back down to like that word that I was like, you know what? I think that's what I'm going to do instead of like wanting to, I don't know, put some goal in mind and then just.
It's hard because then you like feel like you need to.
It's pressure.
Yeah, it's pressure to try to attain that goal
mm-hmm.
for sure.
How did you feel about 2021?
God, there's so many things. All good things, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't remember what my word was, if I even picked one. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. But I feel a lot of love
mm-hmm.
for myself and the relationship that I was able to find.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of course, gratefulness, which mm-hmm. I always practice. Practicing gratitude for everything that comes my way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever feel like something is owed to me or that I deserve this, even though I do deserve love.
Right.
I didn't deserve the way that it came to me or anything like that. I find gratitude in mm-hmm. how it was given to me,
yeah,
and every opportunity that has been given to me within this love affair, I guess you could say. but no, I mean, it's been a great year. It's been busy. I feel like it's gone so fast.
In a way, yeah,
it's gone so fast. I mean, we've been on the move since March, April.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
So it's just constantly busy, doing something, and. I I guess I'm not ready, or I'm ready and I'm not ready for 2022, because I'm like, oh, here we go again. We're going to do this again. I'm looking forward to it. But yeah. At the same time, I'm like, I need to find a balance of like, or we need to find a balance. My mm-hmm. partner and I need to find a balance of like, okay, when do we like settle down, not settle down, but like slow down and just relax for us,
yeah.
you know, instead of just going. Because I'm telling you, when we're on a trip, when we're together, it's going mm-hmm. all the time. Like yeah. there's hardly a time where we just relax and sit down and like take everything in. Mm-hmm. And like now I want to take everything in.
I think because you kind of, when you get into a relationship, it always feels, I feel like it always feels like it's on the go, or like it's fast paced in a way, because you're in that like phase of like getting to know each other, mm-hmm. new things amongst you, like you're getting to like get the balance of each other. And I think like as it progresses, you kind of like find a rhythm and like what you're comfortable with. So it kind of like slows down, and then you're like me 7 years later and you're like staring at him like, why do you chew like that, you know? So like it's beautiful, but yeah, no, I'm just kidding. But I feel like it just slows down and like as you go.
Yeah.
But I think it's because there's like a balance between you guys. Like, you know what I mean? Like he's the one that's just like easygoing, like I flow, whatever you want to do, I'll do. And then you're also like, I want to do what you want to do. Like it excites yes. me to do what you want to do. And so like, you know, but you guys will find your rhythm once yeah. like things kind of like feel like, okay, like, let's see where this takes us.
But I think the balance that I struggle with, him and I, or probably just me, mm-hmm. is because when we're together, I want to use up all of that time because we are long mm-hmm. distance, right?
Yeah.
I want
to soak up. Yeah, that plays a really big part.
I want to soak up all of our time together. But then at the end of a trip or something, the last day, we're dead tired. Mm-hmm. And I am, and he's asleep or something like that.
Is like that what the holidays have just like felt like too? Like everything just kind of gets, I feel like after like Halloween, it just gets shoved like all in one.
Oh yes, dude. I feel like Halloween was just yesterday. Thanksgiving was just yesterday. And now Christmas is like literally
yeah,
20 days away. It feels like a lot.
Yeah.
But
sorry, I just totally interrupted you.
No, I mean.
But like, I mean like also like trying to like be together, it makes it like difficult, you know what I mean? Like it just makes it like it's hard
wanting
like,
to soak up the yeah. holidays together.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean definitely that's hard. But but yeah, like when we're together, usually the last day that we're together, mm-hmm. we probably both get tired, but he probably gets more tired. And he falls asleep. Babe, if you're listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But no, like he will fall asleep and I'm just mm-hmm. there like, wake up, you know, like poking. You're like, little.
Yeah. Playing with your thumbs. Like,
I'm like, are you going to wake up? Because let's go do something. Because I want to soak up my time with him. But mm-hmm. I also know he needs rest.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I don't know. I can't find the balance to be like, okay, I know when I need to rest, or we both need mm-hmm. to rest, and then knowing when to soak up that time together.
Yeah.
Because it is hard when you're long distance.
Yeah. So. No, I bet it is. But I think on that note, we should definitely talk about your long distance.
Oh.
I think we should, now that we kind of...
I never thought that I was going to be in a long distance relationship, honestly. Because I feel like I'm the type of person that needs, like, constant attention and wanting to be together all the time.
Yeah.
I never thought that it was going to be like this.
I couldn't imagine that. I couldn't have imagined that for you to begin with.
Yeah.
I was like, Mel, long distance? What?
But I feel like it works out. Because somebody just asked me yesterday. They were like, how do you feel about it? And I'm like, you know what? I think this was perfect for me and the situation that I am in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from being single for so long, for 4 years, mm-hmm. and then having, you know, being alone, literally being alone, mm-hmm. not in a relationship, not messing around with anybody,
yeah.
literally being alone,
mm-hmm.
and then jumping in a relationship, it would have been like a shock to me to be like, how can I come from being completely alone to being completely with somebody all the time. It would have been a shock to me. or a shock to my system, a shock to like the way I live my life, mm-hmm. where like I would never have that alone time anymore.
Yeah.
And so like this is like giving still a little bit of my alone time, a little bit of my freedom. And not that he doesn't give that to me. It's just, I know that when we're going to be together all the time, that's all it's going to be is yeah. together all the time. So it still allows me to just have that time for myself and just, I don't know, kind of get used to him being around all the time.
Yeah, because I think you've talked about this before where you mentioned that when you get in a relationship, you're scared of like losing yourself.
Right.
You're scared of like, well, there goes that sense of self. So I think it has also allowed you to kind of keep that like fine balance between not losing yourself in the relationship, but also keeping that independence that like you have like fought so hard for.
Yeah.
Especially like being alone for a long time. Like you have also like learned to love like just being alone. So mm-hmm. like, do you feel like had it been the other way around with things, do you think would they have worked the way that they're working now? Or has it been like a fine balance between that where you want to be together all the time because you know you love your company with him, but then also like Mel's still Mel and I don't want to lose that? Like, have you juggled that where you're like, oh my god,
and like if I get annoyed by him or like tired of him when we're together or something like that? No, I don't.
Yeah,
like I think we both enjoy each other's company mm-hmm. enough to be like, oh, I'm not annoyed by you or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we probably do. I don't get annoyed by him, but maybe like little things he says, but I think that's every relationship where yeah. I'm like, you're so annoying. You know what I mean? But like not with him yeah. being in my presence. No, yeah. never that. I'm afraid, or I was afraid that if I was going to be in a relationship that, yeah, I would lose myself. And in this one, even though we spend, I guess, long days at a time sometimes,
mm-hmm.
he stays with me or whatever, and or we go on a trip, like, I don't ever get tired of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he doesn't get tired of me. But I don't get tired of him. Like, when yeah. he tells me he's going to come for a week, I'm like, yay! Like, I get excited, of mm-hmm. course. But I don't feel like, oh my God, when's he going to leave? Like, I need yeah. my alone time. No, never. He yeah. never makes me feel like that.
That's good. Mm-mm. I think that's what makes it easier for you to, like, at the same time to balance that too.
Yeah, and it gives me some time to figure things out if we were to live together at some point. Mm-hmm. Like, it gives me time to be, like, in the relationship,
mm-hmm.
but also have my alone time. So when that time, if it ever does come where we live together,
mm-hmm.
it's not like, oh, now I have to live with this person. Like, it's just a huge shock, but that's not probably not going to happen for quite some time.
Because
marriage comes first.
Yeah.
Marriage comes first.
if you're listening.
I'm not giving any clues or like any hints or anything, but I just like, that's, you know, like I've said in the past, like that's the only way that I will move with somebody.
Yeah.
And that's just for my own thing. That's my own thing. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not saying other people should do that. It's just what I feel is right
lessons
for myself.
Learned, people.
Yeah, that's my lesson, and I ain't doing that shit again.
Exactly. I always go back and I think of that episode in Sex and the City, the movie, where they are at the auction. I don't know if you've seen it, but mm-hmm. when they're in the auction and like they weren't married, and so he just kind of like threw her out. So like after years of being together, not married, the guy just threw her out, and
yep.
so. I mean, I have my own thoughts on the whole freaking Carrie and Big situation. But, like, just in general, like, I guess that's just, like, a woman's, like
it's
a guarantee in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a safety thing of keeping you safe
mm-hmm.
and that you have some legal, like, binds to
mm-hmm.
whatever living situation that you have.
Right.
I mean, it was the same situation because when that movie came out
mm-hmm.
is when one of my exes and I moved into a house
mm.
and it was his house.
Mm.
And I said, and thanks to that movie, I said, I'm not helping you pay your mortgage. My name's not on it.
Boom. Yep.
And he was okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
He was definitely okay with it. And
yeah, because
it was fine.
If you're out cold, what the fuck?
Exactly. Like. And so that worked out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other situation, I told him the same thing. I said, I'm not paying your mortgage. This is not my house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel comfortable paying your mortgage. And he was like, that's not going to work. And my dumb ass fell for it. And that's why I'm like, I'm never fucking doing this again. Lessons not doing learned. It again. Lessons learned. I mean, you just got to be safe, y'all. Like, I know women buy houses with their boyfriends. Mm-hmm. And if you're positive and comfortable and you feel safe in that relationship, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be in that situation ever again. Mm-hmm. So that's just my boundary of something I will not cross on my own. Yeah. Not gonna do it.
Oh no, yeah, for sure. I feel that 100% of the time. Because it's just, even being married, nothing's guaranteed. Yeah. You know, even being married, like, divorces happen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it gives you at least that peace of mind that, like, all right, are we splitting this? Or right. or I used to watch this show. I don't know if it's still on, but they were like, I think it was like Separated but Living Together, where they were like, it was just hard to like sell a house, but also like move out because how expensive. So they did it where they made like a she shed in the back, and they would like rotate who would be living inside the house and who would go to the she shed, which would be like when they didn't have the kids on their weekend and when they did. So I thought that was, my gosh. I would probably end up doing that. Like, we're living in one half of the house and you're living in the other half of the house.
I know. It is imagine not cheap living. Again. Imagine dating again. You're like, I live with my ex-husband.
Oh, hell no. Can you imagine? That's already fights waiting to happen. Yeah, I could not do that. No. And that's just a whole different animal. But what would you say is one of, like, the biggest, like, advantages or, like, disadvantages for a long-distance relationship?
I mean, the advantages are, like, what I just said is, mm-hmm. like, having that time alone, mm-hmm. and doing things by yourself, or, you know, just figuring yourself out,
yeah.
getting your life together, maybe getting yourself situated before you share this life with this person. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the advantage that you get. You also get your time to yourself. You get your time with your girlfriends. You get your time with your family. Mm-hmm. And not saying that a partner takes that away from you. It yeah. doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I know myself, mm-hmm. and my time is consumed with my partner.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The disadvantages, of course, is the distance and not spending that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know, like a double-edged sword, I guess yeah. you could say. Like, it's just, you have your advantages and disadvantages for it.
Right.
And, you know, luckily for me, I'm not as needy as I used to be, where I needed my partner's attention all the time,
mm-hmm.
and I feel comfortable and safe in my relationship where I don't need that validation from him all mm-hmm. the time, because I know that he cares about me. I know he loves me. I know he'll call me. I don't feel like he needs to be like talking on the phone with me all day, every day.
Right.
I don't. So, I mean, that's the advantage. So I still have my time alone. I still get to do what I want to do, mm-hmm. and I don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah. And you, I feel like, well, like, for instance, like, in my thought, it would be, like, do you think it's a lot easier to also, like, if you do have arguments, for instance, or if you have had arguments, does it make it easier for y'all to have that space, that long distance, because then you can cool off and then come back to it? Or do you think, like, it could be, like, in a situation, I don't know if you guys have fought, but, like, for me, I have to, like, walk away. Before, you know, like, I get into it, because then my, how it's going to come out, it's going to sound aggressive. So I need time to cool off. So I feel like sometimes with that long distance and arguments, it's easier to, like, pull away because I don't got to see you. You know what I mean?
I guess it could go either way.
Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yes, okay. I think it could go either way, honestly, yeah. because there's times where, not arguments, but like we'll have a disagreement or yeah. something like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if he gets quiet or something like that, I'm like, I don't want him to be upset with me. Like, I need to know exactly how you're feeling or what you're thinking or whatever. Yeah. And if I'm away from him, I can't see his face. I don't know what he's doing. Right. I don't know how he's processing what I told him or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't ever want to hurt his feelings. And vice versa, I'm sure. Like, mm-hmm. If we have a disagreement, I want to take care of it right then and there.
Right.
Especially with the distance. I think if we were together, yeah, we would probably
things
want some time
get
apart.
A little
yeah.
Right, yeah.
yeah. If we were together, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're distance, and if we have a disagreement, I'm like, no, we need to figure this out, because I'm not hanging up this phone and then
I can see that, yeah.
And you think that you could just do whatever the hell you want. No, that ain't happening. You know what I mean? Like, no, we need to figure this out.
I'm not over it.
I don't want to hang up this phone and, like, you be upset with me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I could see that. Because even, like, for instance, like, even text messages, like, get lost in translation.
Yeah.
So sometimes that's our thing. That's me and my husband's thing. It's like, why did you say it like that? I'm like, wait, what? I was like, oh, why didn't you put a freaking laughing emoji and you think I'm serious? You know what I mean? Like, sometimes even like that. But that's just him being a jackass.
Is
but
it hard to navigate with him sometimes to be like, why do you take everything I say so literal?
It's both ways, though.
Really? Like, so you too? Like, he has to do the same thing, like, LOL.
Like, he has to, like, reassure me that the way he put on his shoes this morning had nothing to do with him being mad at me. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, my just God. Like,
yeah. I'm still working on that. 7 years, and that man still knows, like, I was like, you, like, took your keys really mad off of my hand. And he's like, I didn't mean to. Or, like... there's just still moments that
I don't think I get like that with text messages. Probably like if he's the way his tone and a voice with me, where I'm like, am I annoying you? Do you still love me? Do you still like me?
Oh, when I get like that, he knows like, fuck. If I don't answer every question she needs, it's going to be
a
problem.
And he's like, why are you asking me that? And I'll be like, I'm just asking. But really, I'm like, well, the way you like had your tone of voice with me earlier, it like made me feel some type of way. You
are
know
you
what
mad
I mean?
At me?
Did I do something wrong?
That trauma, man. Oh. We're working on it. We're working on it.
But he's very patient. Like, he always reassures me. So he never tells me like, you're annoying. Like, quit asking me. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll tell me like, you need to have confidence.
Aww. Well,
I mean, I have confidence, but I'm just like, I just need to make sure.
I just need to be reassured.
So I can prepare myself.
I need reassurance. Let me see. So you got a question, and it says how to keep things spicy in long distance.
Ooh.
I want to know, how does that work?
I mean, we talk
about. Obviously, I do know how it works, but how it works different for everyone.
I mean, you gotta keep the. I mean, I think both of us were very emotional, like emotional people where. We are not the type to be like, I'm going to do this and this and this to you. Like, that's just not us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But there's times where we're on the phone and he'll say, I want to do this, this, and this to you. And, you know, vice versa.
Right.
And it's like, okay, that makes sense. But I think we need to have a love connection there first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to feel safe and secure in the relationship
before you can lead into the spiciness.
Right. Okay. Exactly. And so that is how it goes for us.
Because Mel's panty droppers are like poems. Like, he has to like,
and I get some girls, like, they see a man and they're like, oh yes, like, he's fucking hot or whatever.
Yeah,
I've never been like that. I'd be like, ugh, whatever. Like, it's a hot man does nothing for me. I'm sorry. Like, nothing for me.
I can't send Mel freaking thirst traps I see on TikTok, because she's like, ew, cringe. And I'm like,
this man is brave to be sending thirst traps. I'm just not that type of person. So, like, our spiciness is just different. Like,
yeah.
We have a very deep connection to each other where it's passionate.
Yeah.
And not necessarily, like, fuck me hard.
Right.
Spicy shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I can get that way. But, like, we have a deeper connection to that. But, yeah, it's the words. It's the words.
Mm-hmm. I see that. Everyone's love language is different. I think it goes to that too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what is your love language? What do you like? And I think it just, every person's different.
Yeah.
So, let me see.
But the text messages work sometimes, because I'm like, oh, he still finds me hot. Great.
Hey. Do you send spicy pictures?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
You're like, no. I'm not doing that.
I'm not having those on the cloud. Fuck no. Y'all are brave for doing that. Not me. Not on Snapchat, not on text. Nope.
Our camera's going to get hacked one of these days. Dear, just have. Anyways.
He wanted to see something new. He wanted to see something new that I got. And he was like, send me a picture. And I was like, no, you won't see it until I see you.
Then that could also be like a little intriguing moment, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you got to wait till you see it on me. So you could keep it spicy that way too.
Yeah.
You know, the teasing of it. So
FaceTime, yeah. We'll do a FaceTime.
Yeah.
Yeah. But never pictures.
No pictures. No.
Yeah. Because I don't know if he has, like, I don't know if he deletes pictures on his phone. I don't know if his kids go through his phone. Like, that's just weird to me.
Don't swipe left. Don't swipe right. You're done. You're done.
But yeah, I think you answered all the questions I had, Mel.
Oh, the toughest thing of long distance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was looking at that.
And how to overcome it.
Yeah, what has been the toughest thing of long distance?
I mean, it's the time spent away from each other. Luckily, we haven't spent more than 3 weeks away from each other. Mm-hmm. He's always found the time, luckily, to come see me or plan a trip for us to meet somewhere. And that has been so helpful for us. When he got his COVID vaccines, mm-hmm. he got sick. He gets sick. He just had his booster today too. So that's probably why I was
sick too.
He was starting to ache today. So I was like tearing up. I was like, this is like, I don't want to be away from him. Like, that's the hardest thing. It's like, cause I want to nurture him. I want to make him feel better, but I can't because he's over there and I'm over here and I feel bad because I'm like, here I am recording and like having a good time. And you're over there like almost dying. And like, that makes me sad. I wish I could help you.
Well, no wonder. Yeah. It's hard because that's who you're in your nature. It's right. To take care of,
you know, and that's the hard part too. Like when he's at home and he's busy or he needs help with doing something around the house, like those are the things I want to help do because I like doing those things and I want to make him feel better where he's not overwhelmed with something.
Yeah.
But for him, he's like, no, I just want you to, like, I don't need you to do this stuff for me. Like, I'll do it on my own. But, like, for me, that's hard for me because I'm like, I want to do those things. Like, I feel like those are a couple things to do, you know? But, I mean, that's the hardest part is just being okay with being apart and knowing that, I mean, he's a grown-ass man. You know, he's taking care of himself for so long.
Yeah.
He doesn't need my help. He could do it alone.
But it's nice to be wanted and then be helpful, like, at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, be able to do stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Aww. But, yeah, that's the hardest part.
Yeah. How do you kind of work through it? Is it just, like, him reassuring you, like, it's okay, like, I'm fine and stuff like that?
Yeah, and me still checking in. Because, like, for me, the type of person that I am, is that when somebody's feeling bad or feeling a certain way, I keep my distance because I feel like you need to do that on your own or rest and recover and do whatever you need to do on your own because that's the type of person I am.
Right. Yeah.
And I have to understand that not everybody is like that. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to intrude or like be overbearing or like be the annoying person to be like, are you okay? Do you need my help? Do you need me to do anything?
And that's on anxiety.
Yeah. You know, and so like I try to find a balance between that. I'm like, when do I step in? When do I step out? So I try to let him know. Let me know if there's anything I could do for you because if you don't tell me, then nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So I don't want to overstep.
Yeah,
anything with him. So right.
Yeah, no, yeah, and he could be like, hey, like I've been taking care of myself. Like
yeah, exactly. You know? So. Yeah, I mean, because he's the same way with me too. When I'm feeling bad, he's like, is there anything I could do? And I'm like, no, just. Be here
just
for
baby
me
basically. Baby me over the phone.
Just tell me how much you love me. That's all I need. You know
right?
what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it.
No, you guys have a beautiful relationship going on. I love seeing it. Because you flourish, like you glow like with B and the times that I've seen you guys together. So I'm just like, as long as he's keeping you happy, I'm like, we're good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're okay, man.
No, he's good. Everybody loves him. And they think that he's great. I mean, there's nothing bad that
no
they
complaints.
Can say. Yeah, they can't say anything bad about him because he's never talked down to me. He's never mistreated me. He's never said anything that hurt me.
How did you feel of, like, y'all being together for Thanksgiving because y'all went to Colorado, right?
Mm-hmm.
How was that? Like, seeing that dynamic with, like, your dad and your mom and, like, how did you feel having him around your... Because, I mean, y'all have been together before, but, like, a holiday, like Thanksgiving.
And staying in the same house.
Yeah.
It was very... It felt very normal. It didn't feel any type of way. Like, I loved, you know, him and my dad speaking and my brother, too. Like, they were just talking, having fun. They have a good... I mean, anybody gets along with B. Like, he's just the easiest...
He can make friends with a fly on
the
wall.
Yeah, he's just the easiest person to talk to, right? He really is. So, like, he gets along with everybody. It's easy to talk to him. So, I never felt like it was going to be awkward with his with my family and him ever. I mean, I think the only thing was probably the hardest thing. I'm going to call us out on this because I can totally say that this is my fault. But like, this was like probably the disagreement we had was for Thanksgiving is because I know my family is very particular with Thanksgiving dinner and I wanted it to be perfect for them. And he is like, no, we got to do this, this, this. He wanted to change things. And I'm just like, no, you can't change Thanksgiving. You know what I mean?
Tell the like, people what y'all fought
like
over.
You can't come into this family and change Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? So like for he wanted to like I got all the food or whatever. I was going to make the pies. I was going to actually make all the sides. And he was like, why don't you just buy them? And I was like, okay, if it's gross, it's on you. Like, this is on you. All right. You know? And so luckily it came out perfectly. Yeah, yeah. But the pies. Okay. Pecan pie is my favorite pie. Probably the only pie I ever, ever eat.
And it's pecan. It's not
pecan.
Pecan.
It's pecan pie, okay? And so I was going to make one. And then he was like, no. He's like, it's going to take too much time. We're going to have to buy all the ingredients. And I was like, fine. I'll just buy one at the grocery store. Like, I don't care. I'm not bougie, right? Damn. And then I remembered.
Shots fired.
I was like, oh, if we find a Sprouts. Sprouts has great pies, by the way, if nobody knew that. They have great pies.
So does Costco. Have you ever had their
pies? I don't think so. I've had Sam's. But Sprouts has, I mean, me and my mom used to go ham on freaking Sprouts. We would just buy one just for us, too. And I was like, well, if we find a Sprouts, I'll just buy one there. I mean, they're like $5-6 or whatever. Well, it's fine. Well, he found a bakery up where we stayed in Colorado. And he's like, they have a bourbon pecan pie. And I was like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll just go to Sprouts and buy one. I don't like bourbon pecan pie. I've tried it before where it's the bourbon is overpowering in the pecan pie.
I had that at Whiskey Cake.
And it's just too much. Yeah. I don't like it. And I know some people love it. I'm just not a fan. And he was like, just try it. And she says it's not overpowering. The baker says it's not overpowering. Okay, well, I still don't want it. You know, like this is just something I'm just don't want to. I don't because it's the one thing I like on Thanksgiving. Don't mess this up for me. So like we're going back and forth and he's like, you just make it hard for yourself. You just make it hard for yourself. And I'm like, can you just let me have what I want? I just want regular pecan pie, even from Kroger. I don't even care where it's from. Yeah. Just regular pecan pie. So he calls me the next day. He goes, they're going to make you a regular pecan pie with no bourbon. I said, I feel so spoiled. He goes, you think? Or something like that. And I was like, excuse me, but I was perfectly okay buying a $5 pie at the grocery store. I did not ask for a specialized pecan pie with no bourbon. And he was like, let me guess, I made you this way. I'm like, no, you're the one that took it upon yourself to make this special request. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Right.
But the pie was good. The pie was it had no bourbon taste.
And the moral of the story is leave Mel's Thanksgiving dinner alone. That's the moral of the story.
It was probably
guys.
Like the only argument we've ever had.
That is the cutest argument ever.
I'm like, I can't believe this is our first argument and we're arguing about food. Like, we're arguing about, this is the type of people we are.
Nice.
Arguing about food.
Nice.
So, we'll see about next Thanksgiving how it'll go. We'll see.
Maybe this time he'll just lesson learned. I'm gonna just let Mel just.
And I understand, like, he was trying to make it easy for us. He wanted to make it as smooth and easy as possible, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
And him doing the research to find the like already made meal was fine. Like it was perfect. It worked out great. But I was just worried still because I'm like, this is our family holiday that I don't want to mess up because this is the only meal we fucking eat all day. You know what I mean?
Because like we said earlier, we starve until dinner.
Exactly.
Like, you know.
So but it worked out great. You know, it was fine. I mean, we probably both overreacted or probably shouldn't have acted the way we should have or we
but
did.
It's
but
normal. I think like you're still trying to like learn from each other, like your likes, dislikes and stuff like that. So maybe next year, you know, just hands off.
Yeah. Where I'm like, hey, you get the pies. Remember, no bourbon pecan
no
pie.
Bourbon or get yourself a separate one. But we're going to have the regular one. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I love that. But yeah, I mean, holidays are coming up and I'm ready to
are
just get it over with.
Are y'all doing anything fun with the kids?
Oh, this weekend we're going to the Frisco light show they have out there. I don't know what it's called.
Okay. Is it where you drive through?
Is it the drive through? It's like a whole little center.
Okay.
I don't know what it's called.
Because when I was driving down the tollway earlier, they had the
I don't know if it's
the Dr. Pepper Center.
Yeah, I think it's like one's a drive through and then the other one's like a little center where they have,
you know,
like,
what? Yeah,
like an arena area where everything's
because
set
there
up.
Was a Ferris wheel out,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I think that's
and
the one.
Last year we went to the lights, like my parents, we got in the truck and we just drove through the light area and there was just the outside drive through stuff. But this time they had a huge Ferris wheel, so I'm sure they
maybe
added to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think they probably added stuff to it. So yeah, we're gonna do that. Get the kids out there to look at the stuff. I know Ezra's like super excited. But it's so funny because Josh just sent me a picture. They went to go see Santa.
Aww.
And I was
oh
like,
my God, it's so cute.
And I was like, was he scared? He's like, no, he was super excited. I was like, because he cried like a couple years ago. So I'm like, I didn't know how it was going to go. Or probably because mom wasn't there. You
yeah.
know? I feel like he acts way different with.
Does he really?
With dad than he does with me. Because I feel like with me, he would have been like crying. But yeah, so far, so good. So
good.
I'm glad he got a good picture of him just smiling with Santa. Because we have a couple of him crying.
Of
or the
course.
Like Easter Bunny, he cries. This shit's scary. But that's
yeah, the Easter
it.
Bunny is weird to me.
I don't fucking get it. It doesn't lay eggs. So I don't fucking get it.
I never thought about that, but yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
Fucking bunnies don't lay eggs. What the fuck? But yeah, I think that's about it. I don't know. We'll probably go to a couple places to check out. I know there's several places like in the DFW that you can go look at lights and drive through, or they have like, I know they have one, I think it's in Arlington, where they have like a whole ice rink too.
Oh yeah, the Enchant Christmas.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, I want to go there.
That'd be cute.
When B comes next week, he wants to go to the Arboretum. So we're going to
go
to the Arboretum.
Yeah, out there too. That's the Enchanted one, I think.
Okay. And we're going to go to the Christmas Carol or something like that. We're gonna go to like see a musical or something like that.
Oh,
so
that's so cute.
Yeah,
I remember I went to go see the Nutcracker once in Fort Worth. That amphitheater they have out in Fort Worth. I got to see the Nutcracker ballet. It was so beautiful.
Oh, that's so cute. I've never seen it before.
Oh, they're in town, so you should check it out if y'all want to go out there. It's really beautiful. I love watching.
I'm gonna have to
ballets.
Check it out.
It's a really good date idea,
yeah,
I think it is.
That's what we always try to find when we're together.
I think Hamilton's
in
town, too.
Yeah, it is.
I heard Hamilton.
It's at Della Summer Musicals.
So, yeah, I think that's about it. I just want to get over with, not that it's a bad thing, but I just want to get over with the anxiety of, like, Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me.
I know. The
sometimes
anxiety,
I feel like the Grinch.
The anxiety that Christmas brings for adults sometimes. I try not to stress out too much
me
about
either.
It. You know,
yeah.
I try not to. I mean, it's like, you know, what is it? Like the little angel and the little devil on your shoulders.
Right.
And it's like the devil's telling you, like, stress out. And the angel's like,
it's
calm
okay.
down. It's fine. It's
yeah.
fine. But, yeah.
yeah. We'll be okay. But, yeah, I think that's about it for us in the holidays. Just kind of. It's just, it's also, like, a little bit, like, stressful with, like, the kids' schedules and the other parents. Sometimes that gets a little bit, like, that. I think that's
it's
the
hard.
Hardest part of it all.
Yeah.
It's just, to Christmas, they're excited about it. But for us, it's like, like,
yeah.
it's a little bit hard. I was like, huh.
And but then when it's over, you're like, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, back to reality. But, yeah, I think this little tidbit of the holidays and long distance. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Of course.
I don't think we've talked about how that has been for you. I know
it's still new to me, so I'm still
so you're
trying
still
to
navigating
figure, yeah,
it.
I'm still navigating, still learning.
I'm still waiting for
out.
B to come on the.
I know.
Come out here and share his side of things.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he'll be so good at it. He'll be so good.
Yeah.
We'll just got to get him in here and schedule that.
We will.
It's hard because I just like when he's here, I'm like, I just want to soak up all his time.
Mel just doesn't want to.
I don't want to share
him. Like, Mel, you guys want to get have a double date or something? She's like, no, I'm just kidding.
It probably just time goes by so fast for
I
us
know,
when we're here.
Right?
When he's here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Be like,
and
keeping him private, you know?
And I try to schedule things for us so we have stuff to do where we're just not sitting at home staring at each other, which is fine to me too. But
then you end up canceling and still sitting.
Yes, we've done that before too. Yeah, we're guilty of that. But I think for the holidays, for Christmas, I'm excited because I actually have a partner that wants to do things with me.
Oh, I love that.
So we get to do things. Like
you should go take him with the boys to go get Santa pictures.
Oh my God.
So cute. You should.
You know, he's always down for everything.
I know he would. He would just be like,
I'll be like, hey, you want to do this? And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And it's like, I love that about him, that he's always down for everything.
Just go with the flow.
Like, he doesn't look at me like, oh, God, you're so crazy. He really does, but
he still loves you.
Yeah, he still lets me do it.
I love that for you. But,
yeah, I think anything else you want to add on?
This is a good episode. I feel good because I feel like I was like all sad before this. Like,
I know, me too, but it's okay. We kind of laughed through it. We powered through it
for you guys.
But yeah, I'm pretty excited. So yeah. We'll be back with another episode.
Catch us on YouTube too.
Give us a follow on YouTube, on all streaming platforms.
Also, Liz is working on something so fun. So,
oh my God, yes.
I'm super excited.
Super top secret. It's right here. So, me and my manic episodes, I'm like, you know what? I need something. I need a project. I need.
She's killing this project. So, y'all just.
So excited.
Yay. It's so cool.
Y'all look for it. Hopefully, my fingers crossed. I just want to put it out there. That way, it kind of keeps me accountable for it. Next year, you guys will see it.
Oh, yeah. Early next year.
Early next year.
It'll be here.
For sure. All right. So be on the lookout for that. And you guys, we promise we'll get back to having guests on here as well. I know we have a long list, and I feel like ashamed to even be like.
We needed a break. We needed a break. Like 2020 fucking kicked our ass.
And 2021 was like, sit the fuck down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
Take a breather. Like, I think 2021 really, like, put us at a halt, but because we needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just, like, we'll come back on 2022 with good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. So, yeah, make sure you subscribe. And all the links are in the bio, you guys. Like, it's super easy to find our YouTube, where you can listen to us at. And we hit 40,000 downloads.
That's
like
so crazy.
About 2 weeks ago. And I'm just, like, what? When did that happen? Like, I was like, we've been gone for like 3 months before. And I was just like, we're still up there. We're getting up there. And I'm pretty excited.
Thank y'all for listening.
Thank you guys so much for listening, subscribing. Leave us a review. I don't think we've had a review in a while. But let us know.
Yeah. I haven't checked the reviews. I'm so bad at that.
No. We're okay, I think.
Send us DMs of what you want to hear, what you want to look for, like what you want us to talk about in 2022.
Ooh.
We'll be looking forward. What kind of guest or what guest would you want on the podcast?
Definitely that. Always feel free to like DM us and let us know what's up.
Yeah, if you have a secret, you want some cheese, like,
ooh,
let us know.
Hopefully, maybe I'll start fights with my husband so I can just give y'all cheese. I'll take one for the team, y'all, and I'll let you know how we resolved it. But yeah, I think that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for listening.
We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.